This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Duopoly, How the Republicrats Control the Electoral Process. Duopoly by Daryl W. Perry presents the history of the electoral system in the United States and explores the very real barriers faced by potential independent and third-party political candidates. The book has been called a must-read for every political science student, every member of Congress, and every state legislator in the country. Duopoly is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. It is once again tax time, that time of year when the IRS claims tax forms are due. There are some people who will say that based on the wording of the IRS code, the average worker is not required to file a tax return. Some of those people have even gone to jail for failure to file. Others like to point out statistics similar to the infamous 47% figure that gained notoriety during the 2012 presidential election, which represents the percentage of people who do not pay federal income taxes. Most of the people who mention that statistic do so in an effort to shame those who don't pay any federal income tax. Every time I hear a statistic like this, I'm reminded of the Whitey Harrell trial. Mr. Harrell was charged with not filing an Illinois state tax return and was acquitted by the jury. Marcella Brooks, one of the jurors, was vocal in getting the acquittal. She recounted in America Freedom to Fascism that the other members of the jury said, "But he'll get away with it." Mr. Harrell was acquitted because the IRS could not show the jury the law that proved that he was required to file a federal income tax return. Millions of Americans are like the members of that jury. They're not really upset that others aren't paying. They're upset that they are. I'm not really concerned with whether or not there is a law, statute, regulation, or ordinance in place that says one must file a tax return. I'm not concerned because there are many laws, statutes, regulations, and ordinances in place around the world that attempt to control people by forcing them to do or not do certain things. In the past, there were laws that said that one human could own another human against his will, that if a slave escaped, he would be returned to his master, and that it was illegal to assist a runaway slave. Did those laws make involuntary servitude moral? No, nor did the laws that allowed the Germans to incarcerate and murder anyone of Jewish descent make those acts any less heinous. Just because something is mandated under law does not make it right, any more than a law prohibiting something makes it wrong. The real unanswered question regarding taxes is not, what is someone's fair share, but rather, does anyone else own the fruits of your labor? In other news, Ballot Access News reports, on April 10th, several North Carolina legislators from both major parties introduced HB 794 to improve ballot access. The bill lowers the number of signatures for newly qualified parties and statewide independent candidates from 2% of the last gubernatorial vote cast to 1/4 of 1% of the same base. For 2014, this would reduce the petition from 89,340 signatures to 11,168. The bill also moves the petition deadline from mid-May to early July and lowers the vote test for a party to remain on the ballot from 2% for president or governor to 1/4 of 1% for president or governor. Parties with less than 10% of the voter registration would be permitted to nominate by convention instead of by primary. Independent candidate petitions for district office would be lowered from 4% of the number of registered voters to 1%. If the bill passes as written, the only states that would require more than 50,000 valid signatures in 2014 for a newly qualified party would be California, Georgia, and Oklahoma. And finally, Ballot Access News also reports in February of this year, two candidates ran for alderman in one particular district in Macomb, Illinois. One candidate received 17 votes and the other received 16. The city ruled that someone who received 51.5% of the vote did not receive a majority. However, that rule is not written down. The candidate who received 17 votes sued to stop the city from holding a runoff on April 9th. The judge hearing the case ruled that the two candidates should again run against each other on April 9th, but those results would be sealed. A hearing will be held on April 26th, and the judge will then rule on whether the candidate who received 17 votes did receive a majority. If the judge rules that he did not receive a majority, then the results of the April 9th runoff will be known. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.